Michael?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this album, Scorpion?
Yeah.
There's a track on there.
That was a Drake reference. Yeah. Doesn't he always go like, yeah, 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 at the beginning?
There's a track on that album called 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I feel like Drake's trying to eat our lunch a little bit.
Speaking of trying to eat our lunch, dude, I have a brother-in-law. He posted that frozen pickles. I think he said 10 out of 10. And I disagree so strongly.
Never tried it.
The Drake song is not an 8 out of 10.
I'd say it's a 6.
Yeah, we've established that. It's fine. It's not
it's 8. Not great.
It starts off like it's going to be cooler and he just never goes anywhere.
That's true. I think Drake does that a lot, actually.
Frozen pickles are the worst, dude.
I've never tried a frozen pickle.
I'm distracted here because... And I think that maybe you brought this up on an old podcast, and maybe I disagree with you, because maybe I'm an old man and didn't understand, but, like, what the heck happened to Vine, dude? Why did it have to go away? I'm realizing now in retrospect that Vine should have not gone away, and I realize I'm the last person to say this. I know they never made any money, but why has nobody come along and made a new Vine? Vine 12.
Okay, well, Michael, there's an actual reason for this. That somebody explained to me one time, but that's not very funny. So I'm going to say...
Vine is funny. Vine is the funniest thing. I've been watching nothing but Vine clips on YouTube. And, like, it reminds me of a world where Vine existed, and I don't know why it had to die. And more importantly, I don't know why it hasn't been replaced.
It's replaced by Insta Video. I think there's comedy Insta Videos.
They're not long enough, or they're too long. The perfect thing about the Vine is that it's so short.
In and out. Have you seen the Vine where the guy throws the frisbee very bad and
yes.
His friend yells at him?
Yeah, or the one where the guy yells at his duck. There's his duck in the water. You'll never mount anything, Gary! Just like your father! But, like, Vines are so good, and they're 7 seconds long. That's where the phrase, doing it for the Vine, came out. Like, it,
do it for the Vine.
Vines are so good, and I wish it hadn't gone away.
That is true. I regularly say when I do stuff, I'm going to do it for the Vine.
We said that during fireworks season. Happy
4th of July.
7th of July.
It's the 7th.
We're late. Happy 4th of July, folks. This is Live Switch You Ate It episode...
Today's the 7th?
Yeah.
Crazy.
What Live Switch You Ate It episode...
Live Switch You Ate It?
Live Switch You Ate It episode...
Yeah, it's 14? Where it's where we talk about how sometimes you eat bad foods and get tummy ache.
We rate things from scale from 1 to 10 on whether they're good or not, and our judgment is final unless we change our minds. So I believe this week, you're the person that's going to bring something to the table first, though I think maybe we should rate Vine, and we may have rated Vine in the past.
I feel like it's just a 10.
It's an easy 10.
It's an easy 10.
Because our definition for 10 is awesome and transient, and it has lasted... longer than actual Vine. It's probably, I think it's now been more time since Vine was active than Vine was active. I guess I can't prove that.
You also said it's been more time since Vine was active as it was active. You said the same thing twice.
No, I think it's been more time.
It's been unactive longer than it's been active.
Yeah, whatever that.
Like live.
I think
Vine's
so.
Been dead longer than Vine was alive.
I liked Vine.
I liked Vine as well.
And then I stopped using it, and maybe I'm the reason that it died. And I have to
live
with
a massive following.
I have to live with that guilt every night. I can't sleep. Not because of my son, but because I know that I'm the person that killed Vine. If I was a Vine video, it would be me realizing that fact, and I would do the, "Hello, darkness, my old friend," as I did a sad face.
And then it would loop.
And then it would loop. Because Vine was a looping thing. Man...
Vine was really clever when it was good.
You're bumming me the heck out.
When Vine was good, it was so good. Michael?
Yeah?
I'm going to be honest with you. I struggled a lot trying to think of what to rate this week.
Me too. I feel like coming off of last week, we just had nothing to rate. We'd already rated so many things. I know there's so many things in the world, but in all actuality, I'm not going to rate dumb things. We want to be funny. I'm not going to rate... just dumb stuff that everyone else knows about. Like, everyone knows whether they like WD-40. Everyone knows whether they like Hershey's Kisses or white chocolate Hershey's Kisses. But not everyone knows about the stuff we bring to the table every week. You're not rating those, are you?
No.
Okay, what are you rating?
So, Michael, Dad helped me out a little bit.
Okay.
And it was, I got to this in a roundabout way, but I'm going to kind of try to take you on the mind trail that I had to go on to get here. What does the name Kelly Pickler mean to you?
Kelly Pickler was the country lady that sang on the American Idol TV show for a while. She did not win, but she did go far, and she is a country artist, so I feel like I had some hits.
And a little bit of a goopus.
She was a real dangus, by all definitions. She was, oh yeah, she was like, and like, she did a very star performance on like, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes.
It was real funny.
Yes. I forgot about this till my father talked about it, but that got me thinking about a very good TV show that we just talked about. American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol. I love it. Loved it.
Nay?
American Idol is back.
Past tense. It is back.
It's current. I did an American Idol podcast for a hot second.
It was good.
It was called American's Idol. It's a bad... It's not my best title I've ever come up with.
I mean, it's okay.
We made fun of American Idol, but only made sense if you watched American Idol. So the target demo was pretty small.
Hey, you know that thing you love and you're watching and caring about? We crap all over that. Have fun.
Yeah, we crap all over that, and it doesn't make sense for those people that hate it.
But everything's a deep cut, so
yeah.
Have fun.
I liked that show.
Dude, I thought it was hilarious.
But American Idol
is a fun show. Let's break it down for the people.
I mean, let's face the facts. It was like the biggest show in the entire world. Okay, first of all, we live in the year 2018, and I don't mean to get all political here, but there is no one thing on earth that many Americans can agree is good. Like, I feel like the numbers for American Idol were just insane during the prime of that show.
That's true.
There was no one TV show that many people could ever watch again.
It was its version. Hold on, let me try to think about how to say this funny and clever. Here we go.
Okay. Check.
It was then that is The Bachelor now, as far as ratings go.
I don't think The Bachelor gets anywhere near it, does it?
The Bachelor was the hottest show on TV for a minute.
Like, yeah, but like...
as in, like, last year it was.
I don't think it was as big as American Idol during its heyday.
But I'm saying as far as it was the biggest show on TV.
Sure, but I don't everybody think anything about has it. Ever passed American Idol since American Idol, like, season 2 or 3.
And can I say something about American Idol? I like the fact that they had 15 seasons. And
that means there are 15 American Idols running around who are the hottest musical superstars.
And they're just the biggest superstars in the music industry.
Yeah, dude.
Do you want to have a fun game where we go back and forth and name all of them?
I mean, it would not be a really fun game because I cannot get that far.
No, I think we can do it together.
Number one.
Not in order.
Okay, let's start with number one.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, easy. Number two, Ruben Studdard. Number three,
Taylor Hicks.
I don't think he was three, dog.
I think no. We're doing it in order for real.
Yeah, I think number three was. Yeah,
Jordan Sparks.
Maybe Jordan Sparks, Taylor Hicks. Let's keep going. That's four. Carrie Underwood. That's five. And what about Trent Harmon won the last one before it came back with six.
Alexander Songs. I
don't know. Drake Bell.
Drake.
Drake the Canadian.
Well, who's the artist who does Gucci Gang? Wasn't he on there?
Lil Pump. He didn't win. He was runner up.
Shoot.
And, listen, Simon left the show because he knew it was trash. Not always, but when he left because it was getting trash. The other judges have since moved on. This year, we got Katy Perry.
Caitlin Perry.
And Lionel Richie. And some other... Lionel Richie's like an old, like, 90s...
Give me a song.
R&B. I don't know, man. Katy Perry, she's known for...
Hot and Cold.
Her hit song, Wrecking Ball. Came in like a wrecking ball. And What in the world was the third judge? It was just Luke Bryan? Was it Luke Bryan?
Who's that? That sounds a country familiar. Dude,
a country boy.
Does he sing Big Green Tractor?
John
Deere Green?
Sure. John Deere Green, sure. I don't know anything by Luke Bryan, dude. The season I watched before that was like J-Lo.
And the Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. And that guy who plays piano. That
right.
Does like adult contemporary and only ladies like him. Man, dude, that show fell off a cliff.
Hold on.
And like, let's face it. It didn't find stars. It found two stars. That's it.
I don't know. Jordan Sparks was hot for a hot minute.
For a little bit, I guess.
People casually know who Jordan Sparks is.
Yeah, but like, let's get deeper. What about Caleb What's-His-Butt? There's a Caleb that won. What about...
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken chose his own path. He kind of murdered his own career. And he also...
It almost feels like now he's a little invisible.
It's like Ruben Studdard. He won the second season, the biggest season of the show, maybe. And
nobody knows who he is.
Nobody knows who he is. He hasn't released music.
Did he
music.
Make any music ever? Did yeah. he like make an album?
Like
he made the
three.
One album?
They were okay. I listened to him. I don't know, dude. I just... American Idol bums me the heck out, because I love that show for a little bit. And I love what it could be. And then I watched the newest season a little bit, and I just hated it. I hated every second.
Michael, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever have, like, things that you think happened as a kid, and then it totally didn't happen?
Yeah.
Am I wrong, or did we go to, like, not the people who won went on tour for an American Idol thing, but, like, the top eight went on tour?
Yeah, dude, we went.
And we went to a thing that was just the people from American Idol.
That was real. They do an American Idol tour every year, and we went on the tour. It was good. I don't remember what year that was. Probably Taylor Hicks, right?
I think so. I think it was Taylor Hicks. Yeah. And that had that guy who did the breakdancing, and we thought it was the coolest thing.
I don't remember that. Breakdancing?
There's a guy who would breakdance, like, not on stage or anything, but, like, between takes and when they would do all that kind of stuff.
I don't remember that.
And we thought he was super cool. He didn't make it that far, but he did make it to
the
top
eight. That was the year we got to see Daughtry, right? So we probably saw Daughtry then at the tour?
Dude, we saw Chris Daughtry.
I'm coming home to the place where I belong. How do we rate American Idol? Because it was so good, and then it was so bad.
I mean, Con, it had, for at least a season, had Nicki Minaj referring to people as her marshmallow on there. And I don't know what that means or how to take that.
Oh, heck, darn it, I forgot Nicki was on that. We have to rate it bad. It's tipping on the negative side. It has so much potential, and in some ways that makes it worse. Because it was supposed to be good, and it was perverted by Nicki Minaj. And all of her nasty. And
so when you said Nicholas, it made me think of Nick Lachey, which made me think of The Sing Off. A good show.
I did like The Sing Off. Is that still happening?
No.
I
wish... I actually know. I no joke love The Sing Off. It's a great show.
Pentatonix won that.
Pentatonix, Committed, Noda.
I appreciate that you've watched the seasons of the show, and none of those bands mean anything except Pentatonix. Who, man, every year their Christmas album just kills it on the charts. I feel like American Idol might be a 2. Because it makes me so mad that it's so bad now.
2 was the one we equated to diarrhea, right?
I think so.
And yeah, American Idol could be a 2.
American Idol's real poopy. Like, it should be good, and it ain't.
American Idol's real poopy, however, it's super good that it's out there, just like it's super good diarrhea is out of you, but it's also just crap.
It should have stayed canceled, and instead it got brought back. And it wasn't
Does
good.
Does anybody care? Do you know anybody who cares about American Idol?
When it first came back, people talked about it, and it got some decent ratings because people were curious to see what the new one would be like.
Was it just the old one? With not as good judges and not good?
It wasn't funny. The judges weren't great. And everyone's so tired of the formula. And everyone's so, like, I don't know, it was bad.
And everybody's so hopped up on that Adam Levine, Blake Shelton feud from The Voice.
It's already over and someone won it, and we don't know who that was.
No, it was,
Dude,
Timothy Sings.
You, What?
I said it was Timothy Sims.
You could not escape that show. When it was in its height, you literally would turn on the radio the next day and all they would do is talk about that show. Even on, like, the Christian radio that we listened to. It was just American Idol everywhere. And now
it was literally almost like, for at least that season, those people were American's Idol.
Yes, and now it's just like, who the heck? What? That show happened?
I said American's Idol, not America's Idol.
American's Idols. America's Idols. Dude, I'm so mad at that show. I'm bitter about it.
Yeah, but like, don't you remember those good memories? Do you think, can we rate American Idol?
Thanks for the memories. Hold on.
Even though it was so, can we rate American Idol from before, and we give it two ratings. During Simon and post Simon.
I don't want to get metaphysical about this, but was it good back then? I don't know if it was good back then.
Michael, can we watch the first season? Wait, didn't you do this? Didn't you go back and watch the first two seasons of American Idol?
I found the second season and started watching it. And
was it good?
It's hard to know whether it was good or not. Because
did it hit a nostalgia button super hard?
No, because I hadn't actually gotten to the point where I had seen, because I didn't start watching the auditions.
We started
like,
late.
Yeah, I started the final 12. So here's the deal, right? When you go back, like, we've talked about this a little bit when it comes to stuff. Like, you know, like, sometimes you go back and you watch a really old TV show, like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, all these jokes are the most, like, stereotypical, like, overdone jokes ever. But it wasn't back then, because that's how they were made, right?
Yeah. The Dick Van Dyke Show created every sitcom you've seen is based essentially off of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
And, like, he's not exaggerating that hard. Like, you've seen most of the plots and setups and jokes. Anyway, watching the second season of American Idol, because you've seen so many shows mock that and parody that and try to
or
beat
just
that,
do that,
that it's really hard to watch. It feels like a really crappy carbon copy of everything, but you're like, no, this was the cool thing, like, that started all of these dumb trends. Like, dude, like, especially if you watch, like, the Psych episode.
The American Duo Psych.
The American Duo Psych episode. It's literally, like, watching a bad copy of that where you're like, dude, why is it, like, ripping off these jokes? And you're like, these jokes were made on this dumb show. Paula was freaking stoned all the time. And Randy just said dog too much. And Simon Cowell was just a jerk for jerk's sake. Like, he wasn't always even being helpful. And also, like, the reason, the real reason why I don't think that they can ever re-air the OG versions of that show or re-release them, there's always the copyrighted music reason. There's always that real reason. But there's also the one, they make a lot of fun of gay people in the show. The let's just say there's a lot of wackos in the auditions that they...
Do you remember somebody who auditioned in the costume that they dubbed the Jabba the Hutt Leia Slaves costume?
No, but that brings in stuff. But like, okay, so they make fun of gay people left and right. Then Simon just straight up body shames people nonstop in that second season of that show. And like, let's face it, we gotta come to some realization. It's very mean, but it's also how the music industry works. So is it good or not? I don't know, because it's actually true. But he says some, we'll just say, straight up, very non-PC things to these ladies and dudes that come up there. And he's like, if you lose 10 pounds, you can make it. But otherwise, people don't care about you. And you're like, what the balls did you just say, dude? Anyway.
American Idol, 2 out of 10.
I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it was ever good. It felt good at the time. 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. What did you bring?
I literally brought something. So we've talked about this before, / eaten this before. But here's what it comes down to. Sometimes, and this is a news podcast sometimes for people. There's a thing. It's called Skittles that we did when we went to the store. Mm. One day I walked up to the store and I found a black bag of Skittles that says, it says sweet, heat, fruity flavors with a spicy kick. And I said, I don't know what that means. And so I'm doing this live on the podcast. I had to buy myself a bag of these black Skittles. This is not making this stuff up. I just dropped one. There's a bunch of them in my hand. I'm going to put them in my mouth.
The only correct way to eat Skittles is a handful at a time.
I will describe to you the feelings. Alright, crunching them first. I really hope this doesn't bother people that I'm eating a microphone.
I hope you just super hit that.
Alright, here we go.
ASMR itch.
Very sweet mango or kind of fruit. It's kind of like a purple bag, not a red bag. And as you chew it, it's very sweet. And then, boom, it kicks in. And there's a little bit of like, it's not a natural heat, man. I've tried to tell this to a bunch of people. I eat a lot of spicy food. I love spicy food. This is not a spiciness that comes from peppers. This is not a spiciness that comes from like a vinegar, like pepper blend. This is a spiciness that only comes from chemicals. I looked up all the ingredients and none of them were spicy. So I don't know why it tastes like this. But it just comes in with this heat. It's not that spicy. It's totally manageable.
That's true, even for casuals.
And I don't know if it's good or not. Because the sweetness is good. And I do love spicy. And the spicy is not bad. But it feels wrong to be eating a food that is both sweet. And that's the weird part about it. It's an activated spiciness. It doesn't
hit right away.
It doesn't hit right away.
It takes a minute.
And it's not like an aftertaste or like you swallow it. It's just like if you keep chewing them for like 10 seconds, it just kicks in somewhere.
Question, can you skip the heat? If you just chew, swallow, can you skip that heat?
Hold on, got a yellow one. Nope, this is not yellow. What color is this? Peach?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to eat this real quick. Hold on. I think if you just swallow it, it works. I crunched it like 4 times and then swallowed it, and I don't taste it any more spicy. You want to try one of these?
Dude.
I want to see if you can skip the spicy, because I have spicy in my mouth. I don't know if this is a legitimate test, so we're now using another person. And you have to crunch it. You can't. If you, obviously, you just swallow it, you're not going to get spicy.
I believe it's the peach.
Okay. Crunch it. Swallow it. It's hard to get it down a little bit, because you should chew food more than that times before you swallow it.
I'm gonna choke.
Get it down, dude. Heck darn it, once you hit the spicy, and then you're too late. Did you get it?
No.
Heck darn it! You wait too long.
It's not spicy.
Here we go. Did you just burp?
No.
Did you get it?
No.
Do you need water?
Maybe.
Just use your manpower and your willpower.
We're good. And no spicy. We're good.
No spicy?
No spicy. You can totally skip the spicy.
Let's wait a second. How many times did you crunch it?
Only like 4.
Okay. Alright, give us some time.
There's a little bit of spicy now.
Oh, you got it?
I got a little bit of spicy.
It came up from the depths?
It did.
Did it come from your throat?
It coated my mouth with enough of the juices that the juices lingered in my mouth to where I bet if you choo-choo swallow and then drink some water, you can wash those juices down and skip the spicy.
Hold on, I'm going to take a drink real quick. Yeah.
Whoops.
I think that my mouth is most... Oh, hold on. It just reactivated some of my teeth. So here's the thing. We got to rate this thing. Okay. And I don't know how to rate it because it's very unnatural and very otherworldly.
It's genius.
It's good.
Do you remember the episode of Full Metal Alchemist? And we have the joke where I have to show that I'm a giant nerdo every episode.
It's not a joke. It's real life. You are referencing an anime to a mom podcast, but go ahead.
Where Ed talks about how he thinks what makes a good alchemist is they think outside the box, and then he says whoever made stew was a good alchemist because you have heated up milk, and he hates milk as a joke of the show, but stew's good, and you make that with milk. I think it's like that. Like, you wouldn't expect a Skittle to taste good spicy, but there's just something that hits, and you go, I'd eat more of that.
Yeah, but then you, like, here's the thing. I will eat, like, a bag of Skittles. This bag has been the very first bag of the black ones I bought. I can't eat the whole thing, because you definitely eat more than one. And by one, I mean one handful.
Yes.
But, like, you can't eat 10 handfuls. You only eat, like, 3. Before you're like, I don't know whether I should. Okay, What's the quote from the Jurassic Park movie that's relevant to now? Not the new one. The
Clever original. Girl?
No, the one where he says, like, they spent so much time seeing if they could to think about whether or not they should or whatever that line is.
Michael, never seen Jurassic Park. I watched a lot of it today, didn't finish it.
The first Jurassic Park?
Yeah, never seen it. Saw Jurassic World.
What were you doing when I watched it? We watched it like 2 years ago. Whatever. I watched this movie, Jurassic Park, and it was decent, and a dude gets eaten off the toilet.
I saw that part. I watched most... I, no joke, watched most of that movie today. Didn't finish it.
I watched that movie just recently, because I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a child. Because my parents didn't let me watch ridiculously scary movies. I have friends that watched that movie when it came out, and I don't know what their parents were thinking. Because there's a scary movie, especially when you're, I don't know, five or whatever I was when that movie came out.
Came out the year I was born, you were seven.
Okay, I'm glad my parents still let me watch that movie when I was seven. I would have been mortified.
Okay, we also are known to have hyperactive imaginations.
Yeah. Also, like, I had new friends that watched, like, Jumanji when it came out. Dude, if I would have watched Jumanji, I would have been scarred for life when I was whatever age. Jumanji's a scary movie for grown-ups, not children.
I don't think that it is.
It's a scary movie for children.
That's true.
Excuse me, yellow one. Crunch. 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 Sweet.
Yeah, it's tough, dog.
Got it.
So, now drink some water.
Alright. So, wait. It's hard to tell. Was it lingering? No. It's coming up from the juices that were just sitting on the roof of my mouth. So that's, it's a time crazy thing. It's not a chew thing.
So hold on, toss me one. Can you get it?
Crunch it once.
No. Don't crunch it. Just leave it in your mouth just and see if it just gets spicy.
Alright, you suck on one and I'll chew it once and then just leave it there and see what happens. Crunch. Alright, I'll talk because you're going to be sucking on a Skittle. So Vines, I've been watching some Vine compilations and you do see a lot of the same videos, but it's amazing how much good Vine there was. That you can watch lots of different compilations and you really don't cross over all that much. Mm-mm. Like there's a lot of good stuff there. And it does make me laugh super hard. And that's the thing about the Vine compilations is they're 7 seconds long. It's impossible to get all of them on one watch. Because if you start laughing, you will probably miss at least one, maybe two clips because you're laughing so hard. Because
not all of them even fill the full 7 seconds.
You could shortchange yourself. Mm-hmm. That's called a masterful thing. If you just get in like 4 seconds,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, no, some people, yeah, in and out. Here's my joke, bye. No, it's spicy. You can just suck on it and get the spice.
I bit once and I don't have spice yet. Hold on. It's there a little bit. Just because I drug it slowly across my palate to the other side, and just where that little trail was, I can feel it time. So it's a time thing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Verdict. Spicy Skittles.
I think if we're following that Full Metal Alchemist rule, we gotta give it somewhere above 5.
I'm feeling a 7.
That's fair.
They're good. I like them. Good. They're not great. They're not amazing, but they are good.
They're good. I enjoy these.
I would buy them again.
They help you with your, you just slow eat them.
Yeah, I'm not going to, yeah, exactly. They're good for diets. I'm not going to eat 10 bags of them like I would like regular Skittles or even purple or dude, sweet and sour Skittles.
10 out of 10.
Is it sweet and sour? Is that what it's called? Sweet and sour Skittles are better than sour Skittles. I know people don't believe me, but they are. It's so good. The sweet and sour Skittles just mixed so well. Mm. Oh, love sweet and sour Skittles, people.
Sweet and sour Skittles are good.
If the people that buy me Skittles, we have a lot of people that buy me Skittles for Christmas to listen to this podcast. Because we have a lot of family that listens to this podcast. Sweet and sour Skittles are the best Skittles that there are now. They've surpassed the regular red. Nothing wrong with the regular red.
They're both 10 out of 10.
Yes, but the sweet and sour Skittles are an amazing innovation for 2016 or wherever they came out. They're beautiful little creatures, and I love them. So just remember that.
Please remember that around December.
And that's a wrap. So Thanks for listening to this podcast where we do love eating Skittles and talking about American Idol. And if you like this show or would like to hear shows like it, you can donate to us by going to whackmatters.com. This show, Life's What You Rate It, is part of the Whack Matters Network, which is just me and my friends, and we make content about nerd whack stuff matters. Mostly. Yeah, Whack Matters. And we're working on different content ideas, but this is a podcast on that network. And you can go to whackmatters.com, and there's a donate button on the side. There's also a store link, which goes to whackmatters.storenv.com, where you can buy a t-shirt like the one I'm wearing now, which we don't have video. But if we did, you would see me wearing this t-shirt. And it says Whack Matters on it. It has our logo and says Whack Matters on it again on the back, so you know what it's for. And if your friends say, "What the heck is that shirt?" then boom. You become a paid advertiser.
Well, you paid us.
Yeah, I don't pay you. I'm sorry. So yeah, thanks for listening. You can subscribe to us on wherever podcasts are found. If you want to rate us on iTunes with a good review, that's good. If you want to rate us on iTunes with a bad review, you can just go...
Save it.
Leave the heck away. And...
You can get off the internet.
Do you have a good joke for us to finish this beast?
Michael?
Yeah?
What is Captain America's shield made out of?
Hold on. Vibranium.
Michael?
Mm-hmm.
What is Hawkeye's shield made out of?
Hawkeye doesn't have a shield.
Quicksilver. Too soon?
No, I remember that one from when it happened. That's a good joke. Spoilers?
Oh, shoot. Dang it.